Hey everyone, welcome back to the Banana Thumbnail Podcast, where we bring thumbnails to life to crush the competition. Today we're diving into a fascinating topic that could change how you interact with AI tools. Absolutely, I'm really excited about this one. We're talking about prompt engineering, right? It sounds complicated, but I have a feeling it's super important for anyone using AI. Exactly. So to kick things off, let's clarify what prompt engineering actually is. Think of it as the art of communicating effectively with AI. It's like giving clear instructions to a very intelligent intern. Oh, I love that comparison. So instead of just saying, make me a cool picture, we should be more specific, right? Yes, if you're vague, the AI might just guess, and usually that guess is off the mark. Imagine telling a mechanic, my car is making a noise. You wouldn't get very far with that. Right, you'd need to tell them more, like what kind of noise and when it happens. So it's kind of like that with AI. Exactly. The more specific you are, the better the results. Instead of saying write a story, you'd say write a funny story about a mechanic who loses his 10mm socket under 500 words. That makes so much sense. It's like providing a roadmap for the AI to follow. Precisely. And the importance of this skill is growing. I recently saw data that projects the market for prompt engineering will hit $1.3 billion by 2030. That's huge. Wow. Just for knowing how to phrase things correctly. So why should someone care about using structured prompts instead of just winging it? Great question. Using structured prompts is like having a cheat code. Companies using these techniques see a 3.7x ROI compared to those who don't. Time is money, right? Definitely. So it's not just about getting results faster, but also making sure those results are better. Exactly. And here's a fun fact. As of 2024, 72% of enterprises have adopted AI technologies. If you're not using a structured approach, you're falling behind. That's really eye-opening. So what are some best techniques you can share for prompt engineering? One of my favorites is called role prompting. You essentially tell the AI who it's supposed to be. If I'm working on a car-related task, I might say, act as a mechanic. That's super clever. It's like setting the tone for the conversation right from the start. Exactly. Another technique is few-shot prompting, which means giving the AI examples. If you want a certain style, provide a couple of examples of what you like. Oh, that reminds me of when I was learning to cook. A recipe without a picture is always a bit tricky, right? And another useful technique is called chain of thought. If you ask a complex question, you can ask the AI to think step by step, helping it break down the problem. Interesting. So you're essentially guiding it through a thought process, which could lead to better answers? Exactly. Now let's talk about something practical. How do you get started with prompt engineering? I'd love to know. It sounds like it could be overwhelming for beginners. That doesn't have to be. You can start practicing with simple tasks. Pick something you do every day, like answering emails. Okay, so what would a structured prompt look like for that? You'd set it up like this. Act as a customer support agent. Draft a polite decline to this request. The customer is asking for a refund outside the 30-day window. Keep it under 100 words and use a sympathetic tone. That's really specific. So if the result isn't quite right, you can tweak just one part of the prompt to see what works. Exactly. And keeping a note of prompts that work well for you can help build your own cheat sheet over time. That sounds like a solid plan. What are some common pain points beginners face when starting with this? Beginners often struggle with knowing exactly what to type for the desired result. Plus, they may get inconsistent answers, which can be frustrating. Oh, I can see how that would make people hesitant, but it sounds like with practice, it gets easier. Definitely. And to add to that, the trends are shifting towards reusable prompt libraries. Companies are treating these libraries like valuable intellectual property. Wow, that's a neat concept. So it's not just about the individual prompts, but creating a whole resource. Exactly. So, if you figure out the right words to get better results, you definitely want to keep that recipe safe. Well, this conversation has been enlightening. So if I'm understanding correctly, prompt engineering is really about clear communication with AI, which can drastically improve the quality of the output we get. You got it. It's all about learning the right words and context to use. That's a wrap for this episode of the Banana Thumbnail Podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next one.